The Na-Na Boy. Jason was a good boy most of the time, but every now and again he would get into a mood and say nah to everything his mother asked him to do. It was Saturday morning and all his friends were away. Jason had no one to play with. He grumped at the dog and scowled at the cat, but that didn't make him feel any better. "Hurry up and eat your breakfast, Jason," his mother said, "and then you can go outside and play." "Nah," said Jason, and poked his tongue out. "Well then, clean your teeth and wash your face. That might brighten you up a bit," his mother said. "Nah," said Jason. His mother was too busy to notice as she piled dirty washing into the washing machine. Jason just sat in front of the TV in his pajamas. "For goodness sake, get dressed," his mother said. "Nah," said Jason. "I'm getting tired of that nah," his mother said, and she turned the TV off. "You know you have to tidy your room on a Saturday morning." Jason slumped into his room and banged about, hoping his mother would think he was busy tidying up. But really, he was just mucking about. When his mother came to check, he quickly shoved all his toys under the bed and pulled up his blankets over the wrinkled sheets to look as if he had made his bed. "Done," he called out to his mother. "Make your bed properly," his mother said, as she pulled the blankets off. "Nah," said Jason, and stormed out of the house. "I'm going to call you the Na-Na Boy," said his mother, "and from now on, I'm going to be a Na-Na Mum." "I don't care," Jason yelled, and slammed the back door as he went out. Jason kicked a ball round the backyard, threw sticks at the peach tree, chased the cat, and climbed up the plum tree. Then he sat on the woodpile and watched a line of ants crawling along the path. "How come they always have somewhere to go and something to do?" he said. "I'm bored and hot." Pudding, his chubby dog, nuzzled up to him. His tongue was hanging out as he panted. "You're hot too," Jason said to the dog. "Let's go and ask Mum for some ice cream." His mother was busy washing the kitchen floor. "Mum, can I have some ice cream? I'm hot," Jason said. He had forgotten to use his manners. "Nah," his mother said. "Why not?" Jason pouted. "Can't I have some of that hokey pokey you bought yesterday?" "Nah," said his mother, and turned her back to finish mopping up the floor. "Well, can I go for a swim then?" Jason said. "Nah," said his mother. "Now go and play outside." "Oh, please, Mum," Jason pleaded. "Nah," said his mother, quite firmly. Jason slammed the door and stomped off down the garden. He sat under a tree and sulked. Pudding ambled by, and Jason shouted at her and told her she looked like an ugly caterpillar. Pudding came up to him and licked his hand. "Sorry, old girl," Jason said. "I didn't mean it. You are a nice old thing, really." At lunchtime, Mum bought some sandwiches and orange drink out on a tray, and they had a picnic in the shade under the plum tree. "Are you still the Na-Na Boy?" she asked Jason. "Nah," said Jason. But he was beginning to think it wasn't such a good idea. After all, he had missed out on a swim and an ice cream. After lunch, he played in his sandpit. He made roads and buildings and bridges and tunnels. And by the time he had made a whole city, it was tea time. He heard his mother calling, "Jason, come and get your tea." He was just about to say, "Nah," but quickly changed his mind. He went inside and washed his hands without his mother having to tell him. Then he said very politely, "Mum, could I please have some ice cream after my sausages and potatoes?" His mother was just about to say, nah, but changed her mind and said, seeing you ask nicely, you can. When it was bedtime, Jason's mother said, time for bed now, Jason. Clean your teeth, wash your face, and put your pajamas on. He was just about to say, nah, when he remembered his favourite storybook. Okay, Mum, he said, and went off to do as she'd asked. Can I have a story, please, Mum? He said. Okay, as long as there are no nahs, his mother said. Jason hopped into bed with his book, and his mother gave him a big hug. I hate nah, she said. So do I, said Jason.